Get tested. I'm telling you, it's a relief once you know. The only bad thing was when the doctor called me with the results, he should have started the phone call with, congratulations, clean. He didn't. He just started listing STDs on the phone. Yeah, so I was like, doctor? He's like, Eric Rivera? AIDS, HIV, gonorrhea. I was like, oh my, I am dirty as hell. I don't know what my hand is doing on the weekends. And he just keeps going. He's like, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes. Like, I'm dying. I've got everything. After this long, crazy list, he just goes, all negative. I was like, douche face, you should have started there. I was writing my will.
Back to Brianne for a second. I got a question about Brianne.
Yeah, please.
I'm yours.
She was on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Oh.
I listened to about 3 minutes of it and got super bored.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on $4.94.
All right, Dave. Well, before we get to the twin score tonight, historic moment here on the Bets and Quotes podcast. I got my first text from Lou Cove this week.
What? Are you serious?
Happened today. It was during the show. The text simply said, who's that dumbass that picked Webb Simpson in the U.S. Open bet?
Hey, I have money on Webb Simpson this week.
I actually like him.
I don't like him at that spot where Dobb took him, but nice you got a text from Lou.
Yes, the first of many, I'm sure. Well, Lou, yes. As our favorite listener, your Twins are up 3-1 over the White Sox. We need to beat this damn team and stop the White Sox and win the division that is rightfully ours. So. Good news so far, Lou. We're up 2 through the 4th inning. So,
yes, it's very good news. It would be a real shame if someone had money on the White Sox first 5 and the total game. It'd be a real shame. Tough night for that guy.
I'm way behind on the Twins over under thing, but at least they've been about 500 for the last like week and a half on that. So I've basically broken even. I had already mathematically clinched losing that like a week ago. So that's how pathetic that bet has been. But
you're going to need him to go to the World Series to break even.
I might just have to. Well, something happened last night that was a whole lot of fun. I was watching the Islanders game, as probably you were, Dave, being a hockey fan. And yes. It was into double overtime, and I was getting ready to drift off to sleep myself, and I was just scrolling Twitter and watching the game. And a tweet came across from one Mark D. Parrish, our old Pear Bearer. And I think this could go down as one of the greatest tweets in the history of Twitter. Mark Parrish tweets at 10:54 p.m. last night, "Dear New York Islanders, please win this game soon. I'm getting very tired and have to wake up early tomorrow morning. Yours truly, old retired number 37. Cute little tweet. Perry wants to get to bed. Less than 2 minutes later, the New York Islanders score and win the game. Unbelievable. That's like the mic drop of mic drops right there.
Oh, and all Parrish wanted to do was go to bed because he had to get up on the show. But yeah, how crazy is that? I saw that too right away, and right away quote retweeted. I think we did that at the same time, like just in time. that was just so funny and ironic.
Yeah, it was just absolutely brilliant. And I loved how he signed it like old retired number 37. So
yeah.
That was beautiful. So yes, well done, Perry. And yes, your former Islanders are still alive against your former Lightning with the winner to face your former Dallas Stars. So
hell yeah.
It's all Parrish. Somebody needs to invite him to a winning parade. That's all I got to say. So
yeah.
All right.
A Zoom championship parade.
A Zoom championship. We'll take what we can get, but Perry's all earned right. it, man. So, all right. Well, we got lots to cover tonight. We are going to do a bets update, of course. We got lots of new bets this week. We're going to do quotes of the week. We're going to talk about the 2020 punishment for the Church Challenge. It is underway. We've got some suggestions for what we'd like to see for a new opener, since the guys have been talking about that quite a bit lately. And we'll do quotes, notes, and give you our locks of the week, because, Dave, we are in mid-season form with the locks of the week.
Yes, we are. Both my honorable mention picks hit, and, of course, my lock of the week did not.
And my lock of the week did not either. So we are in perfect mid-season form. So I'll try to rectify that and get back to 500 this week. Wanted to give a couple shout-outs. We have a couple new Patreon supporters this week. Thank you very much to Brett and Greg for signing up and becoming Patreon supporters. If you would like to join Brett, Greg, and the rest of the gang, you can do that at patreon.com/betsandquotes. All right. Got lots of bets this week, so feels good to actually have a whole huge agenda rather than trying to scrape an update together. So let's get to it with the bets update.
Partridge.
All right, well, first up, we got a couple bets that resolved themselves over the last since the last update. Tommy took the Chiefs versus Ben Lieber and Sauce for $100 on Thursday night, and Tommy won as the Chiefs covered that game. So Tommy got $100 from each of those guys. And then in the Viking game, Sauce took the over, Hockey took the under, and Sauce had the over like early in the third quarter. That's how bad the Viking defense was. So yeah, that one, that was a quick $50 in the pocket for Sauce there. Now, Dave, the game on Sunday wasn't pretty for if you're a Viking fan. Of course, we have some Packer listeners, and they're probably thinking that game was beautiful, man. But what can you think of a clear sign that this is going to be a long, long Viking season?
I mean, just looking at the secondary, did Neil Hunter not being there? Yeah, it's just not looking good.
Yeah, and I think the clear indicator to me that it's going to be a long season is we're into week two, and Chris Hockey is already betting against the Vikings. So the the next bet is Corey actually took the +3 in the Vikings, and Chris took the Colts -3. The Colts fresh off their loss against Jacksonville. And Chris has more confidence in them than the Vikings. So they've got that game going for $50 this weekend. And then Sauce and Rosie, they bet on the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Sauce took the Celtics. Rosie took the Heat. And Rosie and Jimmy Butler are up in that series 1-0 after a pretty dramatic game one there. So, yeah, everybody's favorite NBA player, Jimmy Butler, is carrying Rosie. And that should be a really good series, actually, as NBA is not my biggest thing, but definitely looks to be an entertaining series. And you love to see games go into overtime in the postseason.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome series. I've been following almost all of the NBA playoffs so far, and both are very good defensively, and they got some killers. And yeah, they don't have the pretty prima donna guys, you know, the LeBron James, the Kevin Durant, Steph Curry's kind of a guy, but they can all play defense. They all just want to beat the shit out of each other. It's as close to Hockey as it's going to get with Heat and Celtics.
For sure. Yep. So definitely an exciting series there. And of course, Sauce still has the Lakers against Corey along with Tommy. They're down to just the Lakers now at this point. So it's either going to be Corey loses 200 or Corey wins 200. So we're not going to, no pushes with this particular bet. The next bet we alluded to earlier in the show is the U.S. Open bet. The U.S. Open is happening this weekend. So on top of, you know, getting late in the NBA and NHL playoffs, we've got, you know, week two of the NFL, college football, you know, Twins down the pennant stretch. I mean, we got the U.S. Open on top of that. So we promised you a good September, and it's here. We have 13 participants in the U.S. Open bet this time. So, yeah, if somebody wins that, it's a guarantee, you know, if one of the golfers wins, that's a guaranteed $2,400 win. So, and it could be more than that if a few people miss the cut. So potentially looking in the neighborhood of a $2,500 win if, wow, if somebody wins the tournament. And even if they don't, you know, you're still looking at, you know, $1,200-$1,300 win. So, very exciting. Dave, if you had to give me one golfer that you would bet on to win the U.S. Open, where would your money be?
I hate Dustin Johnson's odds at plus 750. That's just not enough value. I would say Colin Morikawa. Guy's a robot. Obviously, just coming off of winning the PGA Championship. One of the best, well, the number one ball striker on tour. A fantastic short game and just nerves of steel. I would go with Colin Morikawa, I believe in the neighborhood of 15 or 16 to 1. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, that's I think my book has him at 16 to 1. I think that would, it's like the whole thing with the US Open the last couple of years where it's like, how on earth do you find yourself betting against Koepka? In this one, I'm like, how do you bet against Morikawa at this point? But
right.
So I think I would kind of default to him as well. So
it's going to be absolutely insane this weekend in the golf tournament. The rough is so long, like anything not in the fairway or on the green, like anything could happen. All these tour pros are, you know, just losing their minds in these practice rounds about the course. It's going to be really fun. And the US Open, I think, is the best test in golf. You can see big numbers. You can see dramatic finishes. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be a lot of sports to go around, but definitely keep your eye out on the US Open this weekend.
All right. Well, that was that will do it for the bets update. Lots of new bets this week, and I love to see that continue. Before we get to the quotes, we've got a word from Shock Fantasy.
Shock Fantasy is your home for the busy players fantasy information. At Shock Fantasy, we provide quick hitting charts, graphics, and dashboards to help you win in season long, in best ball, in DFS, and in dynasty leagues. My name is Matt Harrison, longtime co-host of the longest running fantasy football radio show in the history of the world, Fantasy Football Weekly. Shock Fantasy is what I use to prep for my deep dives into the matchups on Fantasy Football Weekly, and you can have access to the same data that helps me win. If you're not already a member of Shock Fantasy, use the promo code BETS, that's B-E-T-S, to get your Shock Fantasy season-long, year-long pass for only $25. That's only 6.9 cents per day. Nice! Remember to use the promo code BETS at checkout at shockfantasy.com. That's shockfantasy.com, promo code BETS.
All right, you know I'm there, and my neck is still alive in my guillotine league, so feeling good about that. All right, let's do some quotes.
They're memorable, they're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we'll start at number three, the gentleman, John Creasel.
The loser or losers, everybody that loses to the ghost, like the three of us lost this year, right? Has to be the face of STDs or STD awareness on a billboard for a month that the losers have to pay for.
My dad is the face of STDs.
My dad is the face.
Oh, you know, it's a good week for quotes if that was number three.
For sure.
Genius. I hope his dad doesn't listen. I guess we've never really heard if he's never said that on the air, but I know his father-in-law listens.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, hopefully Daddy Creasel is blissfully unaware of his face of STDs.
And we will move to the number two quote of the week. And that is from our newly turned 38-year-old, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
No, guy code, man. If somebody asks you about your friend's penis, you say it's giant.
Or beautiful.
Or beautiful.
Or just say, wow.
Yeah, just say, wow.
Why would it be great? You know what?
Guy code, man.
Guy code, man. Just say it's beautiful.
Nothing like complimenting one of your friends' penis.
Well, it's one of those quotes too, where again, like last week, I'm like, what topped that? That seems like an obvious quote of the week. So obviously number one had to be really
good. And it was. We got more from the birthday bitch himself. At number one, it's Paul Lambert.
Well, we have a leader because technically your ear is on your head.
Wow. Ooh,
and that is correct. Wow, Max, man, with one
ear,
point.
Ear and head are not the same.
They are the exact same. Where's your ear at?
No, and I've never paid for ear.
If I had said...
Oh, God. Winner! Well said, birthday boy! Well said,
ear and head
are not
the same. See you guys tomorrow.
Where does...
That one's going to go a long way in the tournament this year.
That was brilliant. I've never paid for ear.
It was so quick, so genius. Oh, there were a lot of other people who could have made that joke that had the opportunity, but it was Paul with his genius, genius brain.
That is fantastic. All right.
Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, first thing we're going to talk about in Your Thoughts tonight is the Charge Challenge. Dave, a week ago at this time, we didn't even talk about it because they didn't even know if they were going to start week one, which would have been a travesty. Come on, you got to do the full right. season. But not only did they start week one, they had a punishment and we were off and running. The punishment, in case you missed it, which I have no idea how you would have missed it, but to recap, the loser or losers have to appear on a billboard for STD awareness. The billboard has to run for a month. They have to pay for it, and it has to be somewhere in the Twin Cities metro area. So a few potential loopholes there that I could see, but for the most part, they're going to be on a billboard for STD awareness, which I think is brilliant. And based on the feedback on Twitter, I think the Rubes really love it.
Yeah, it's... You know, I was pretty lukewarm about it right away, but it's really growing on me. Just thinking about, you know, there's so many tentacles to it. You know, picking the location of where it is, like they were talking about AJ, if he actually loses one of these years to the ghost. You know, if there happens to be a billboard right by his church, that would be pretty freaking epic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I really like it. I'm, you know, it seems like, you know, it's a different kind of a punishment than a physical thing or, you know, shave your head or grow out your beard or, you know, ride a bus. It's like, okay, it might not be that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, have some strenuous thing or some crazy deal. It's just you have to deal with knowing that you're the face of you know, STD awareness. So it's brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's really cool. I think there's going to be a long parade of rubes taking selfies with the billboard as well, depending upon where it's located. And the one other thing I thought of too is a lot of radio stations will do the promotion where like a DJ will live on, like, they'll for 24 hours they'll live on a billboard or stand up by the billboard or whatever, and I'm like, that would have been funny to do too for like the first 24 hours of the billboard is up, then the losers have to be up there. And you know, with the whole fear of heights thing,
hockey
or whatever,
would, hockey would be done. Lose it.
Yeah, I don't. He probably would not agree to it to begin with. But assuming it could be done safely, like, that would be funny. Or just like camp out underneath the billboard or something like that for 24 hours. Just something like that, I think, would be funny to like kind of kick off the billboard. But yeah, I like the billboard idea. Of course, I'm toying with different billboards and stuff like that too. And that's like when I do the Church Challenge updates each week. That's going to be my little bit. Is I'm going to try and come up with like a different slogan for the billboard when I put whoever the losers are going to be on there each week. And one interesting Church Challenge note is that Meat Sauce has been in the position of being the loser for 16 weeks in a row. He went wire to wire last year. Week one, he was, you know, he was in a losing position and he never recovered from that. And week one this year, he's in a losing position to the ghost as well. So
Rosie,
been a long time that Sauce has been on the bad end of the challenge, but yeah, long way to go. Nobody's out of it for a long time yet. So I think it'll be I love it. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I really think the Rubes seem to be enjoying it as well.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Friday shows are so much better in the fall with football season, you know. That's always such a great segment to have Charge on and, you know, get the football juices flowing. And, yeah, Charge Challenge is back.
It's back, baby. All right, well, another thing that's been going on with the show is they've been toying with the idea of replacing Mantra with some other kind of opening. And, you know, Dave, we kind of threw out the idea of what would we like to see for an open. And, you know, kind of threw it back and forth. And I think we each came up with a couple that we'd like to see. Now, I think the way we're going to do this, I think the first couple are like, you know, more of our... They're more chalky. They're more, you know, this is somewhat likely to happen. And then we're each going to kind of throw one out that's maybe a little bit more of a long shot. But, you know, nothing's ever 0%. So we'll give it a chance and see how it goes. So I think I'm going to go first with this one. I'm going to play of the two that I think are somewhat reasonable. Not my long shots. This first one is probably the lesser of the two. But this is a newer song. I absolutely love this song. I love the way it starts. It's so clean. And so much of what I was looking for was like a really, you know, a song that just like grabs you, kind of like Mantra and stuff. And then I got to thinking, you know, their opens that they've used in the past have not been, you know, hard, like hitting songs like right off the bat. They've been, you know, Bye Bye Little Sebastian, you know, Axel F. It's not always some hard hitting, you know, rock song or anything. So with that in mind, I love the lyrics of this song. I love the clean way that it starts. I do wish it kicked in just a little bit more after this first little chorus bit, but yeah, I think it's pretty cool. It's a song from All Time Low called Some Kind of Disaster. And every week that we turn on the power trip, you never know what you're going to get. And in some ways, it's some kind of disaster. So here's my entry number one.
I'm a liar, I'm a cynic. I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I'm a loser, I'm a critic. I'm the ghost of my mistakes. And it's all my fault that I'm still the one you want. What are you after? Some kind of disaster.
So there you go. Your thoughts.
Yeah, it's not. It's a good song. I've never heard it before, but sounds good. I guess my approach is a little different to this. So yeah, I guess you'll find out. You'll find out my approach here shortly. But yeah, I like it. It's a good song.
All right. Well, let's get right to your approach. And what do you
okay,
got for
so
us?
So this is the power trip, guys. This isn't the, you know, the Jason Mraz show. This isn't anything like that. You know, this is 5:30 in the morning. You're listening to, you know, a sports, well, I don't know how much sports they actually talk, but, you're listening to a morning show, that's, you know, you're getting ready to dig ditches. You're getting ready to file paperwork, strenuously. You want to get the blood flowing right away. And what better way to start than with this all-time banger? Trip Nation, this is Corey Cove. Oh, I can hear it right there.
I will say, I've never been it's kind of weird because you would think they'd be right in my wheelhouse. I've never been a huge Metallica fan, but I will say that that is definitely my favorite Metallica song, and that's definitely like an absolute kick ass opening to a song. And yeah, I am all on board. I could be totally on board with that.
And I mean, I think the Vikings come out of the tunnel to that song and have been for like since it was released in 1991. But my God, that I just feel like that's it's a home run. You can't go wrong with Enter Sandman.
Yeah, no, it's I definitely won't I won't diss James Hetfield for that particular song. So yeah, I gets my thumbs up on that one. All right, well, my second one is from one of my all-time favorite groups. I think it's a group that's pretty widely loved for the most part. And this song absolutely kicks. Now, this is one that this is kind of what I had in mind. And this is absolutely the first song when you kind of proposed this idea that came to my mind for this. It's Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. And it's a song called All My Life, which isn't necessarily one of their biggest hits. But God, I love the way this song starts.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
Well, I mean, Wales Bang Shreds. It's probably my favorite Foo Fighters song of all time. So I am all on board for that. That got the juices flowing.
Such a good song. I love the Foo, but that song in particular just kicks.
Yeah, that is outstanding. Great addition. That would work.
It's a weeping grave.
It is. It is. All right, I got another one that really cuts. This is a little, I'm a little biased because this is one of my favorite artists to listen to when I'm at least trying to get motivated, whether it's to drink Trulies, whether it's to make a couple 13, 14 pars. but this is a little ditty from an artist named Skrillex.
That's awesome, and I love it. And of course, the only image that goes through my head is Dan Barrera at a rave.
Yes. See, and there's plenty of spaces for in that song to breathe, so you could easily put a "go see it," a fart noise. I ate too much corn. I pooped my pants. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm selfish, but I know Corey's talked about that he likes that song, and it's high energy, so.
Who doesn't like that song? I mean, it's fantastic. And like I said, as Power Trip Nation, man, we associate Skrillex with Barrero. So, really, really would fit the whole theme there. All right. Well, now we get to the long shots. Now, I'll be the first to say this isn't probably going to win, but it's never 0% and you never know. And this song is iconic. It is the 8th best-selling single of all time. So you can't tell me that this is some obscure, Shawn Mendes B-side kind of song. I mean, this is legit. And Dave, I'm going to give you a chance to free-roll this too. If you can tell me, you're going to hear four artists. If you can tell me three of the four artists that you hear in this little clip, I'll buy you a Caniac. Ooh. Just straight up free-roll on this one. It's the legendary We Are the World.
Ooh. comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all, we can go on.
All right, you gonna win a Caniac?
I know Lionel Richie is in there maybe somewhere.
Okay, you got one.
It might be too early in that, but Stevie Wonder I know is in it.
Two? You've got two. You need one more for the Caniac.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me think this out. Okay, Bruce Springsteen is later, and he kind of has the – he does a little too much gravelly Bruce.
Oh, it's vintage Bruce.
God. God, I'm blanking. I'm losing steam. Okay.
All right. Well, I tell you what I'll do.
Okay. Yep.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You got two. That's pretty good. The next time you get a Caniac, I get a Caniac in your presence, I'll give you some.
Yes. Okay. So, okay.
There you go. No, the other two were Paul Simon and Kenny Rogers.
I knew there was a country guy in there. I was going to say Garth, but I figured that was probably a little too young to be Garth.
But, you know, obviously it's not a rocker, but, you know, it's positive. It's uplifting. Chris always tries to be very positive with his opening message and stuff like that. It could fit in. And pro tip for anybody that hasn't seen the video, I mean, I am assuming almost everybody's seen that video at one point or another. If you've never seen the video and you would all find Tina Turner attractive, which, come on, it's Tina Turner, people. She absolutely is at her peak of attractiveness in the We Are the World video, and her sultry voice, it's like, oh my, when she steps up to the mic, it's like, oh yeah, wow. Yeah. So yeah, if you've never seen the We Are the World video, check it out. I could do like a 2-hour podcast just on that video. It's one of the most amazing videos of all time, in my opinion, just for the collection of artists that you have together and the various roles they take on, like where Daryl Hall gets a solo, but John Oates has to be part of the ensemble chorus. I mean, just there's just so much like symbolism and everything in that video. So, yeah, check it out. It's kind of a corny song, but God, it
bangs. It bangs.
Yeah, it does. So that's my long shot. Dave, what do you got?
Okay. This is my last one. You know, this song, or I should say music video, caused one of my favorite moments in Power Trip history, mostly off of the outrageous horniness from one Chris Hockey.
That song is absolute garbage without the video.
But it still symbolizes that butts are so sweet.
Butts are so sweet, yes. Yeah, it's too bad. Like, see, that would be perfect, like, if you're podcasting the Power Trip, if they could, like, play the video in, you know, in place of the logo during just the open and then go back to the Power Trip logo.
Yeah.
That would... I'd be all in favor of it. Of course, I think a lot of listeners would they might not get through the podcast though. I like that. Good selection. All right. Well, those are our nominees for potential show openers. We'll see which direction the guys end up going. Something that's definitely not going to open the show. Your latest quotes, notes.
I apologize in advance.
Happy birthday, Bailey. Hope your day was rad. You've a more refined palate than your poker playing dad. This is your day. Happy birthday to you. Your dad loves you lots. It's almost as much as he enjoys playing slots. This is your day. Happy birthday to you. To you. To you. Happy birthday, Smitty. The oom at the end. Your nicknames aren't shitty, like Tree, your dumb friend. This is your day. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
To you. Happy birthday, meat sauce. Breaking news from the can. Your car is electric, but you're dating a Packer fan. This is your day. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
To you.
Quote the great Michael Scott, of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you, my friend, stand alone.
There's so many birthdays. It was birthday week.
I never thought I would like that birthday song at all, but I definitely prefer it to your version.
Oh, I make the new kids sound good. I'm reviving that.
So there is that. All right. What do you got?
All right. First up, super pumped that the Big Ten is back. I'm sure Tommy's going to have a wicked hot erection in the morning. First, the duel of the decades today, 1994 rock versus 2004 rock. Probably one of the best yet. I know I've probably said that like three times, but man, there were some slammers from 1994. And, you know... I remember 2004 to be a little bit better than that, but I mean, how do you compare some of these like all-time bangers from Nirvana to like some stupid song from like Hinder, you know? Like 2004 never had a chance.
Yeah, and my question, how is Mr. Jones from the Counting Crows number 6 or whatever? Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I know that song got overplayed, but that is one of the greatest songs. That's like in my top 10 of the greatest songs of all time. Even Corey likes it, and he doesn't like the Crows. So, yeah, 94 is unbelievable. Yeah.
Related to that, they played the song Cold Hard Bitch by Jet. Was made the list for 2004. I freaking love Jet. It was one of the first bands that I really started to like fall in love with. And man, I just, yeah, they're really good. I love Jet.
And how did Hockey miss that song? I mean, seriously.
I know. It's right up his alley. He's heard 2 billion songs in his life. There's no way that he's never heard that song before. I've even heard him mention Jet before. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Next up here. Okay. So last Saturday, Chris Hockey tweets out, "It's official. Lord Christopher Hockey," with him looking very stoic, holding his very dumb and overpriced piece of paper that says that he's a lord now. So I go on Twitter and I see the replies, and I see that my fiance Austin replied and said, "Oh, yeah, I'm a lady as well." And she posted and showed me that she also has done this before.
Oh, yeah. My.
So, it's not only Hockey that is a lord or lady here in the state of Minnesota. So I'm living with royalty.
You're living with the future Angie Cove is what you're living with. So keep your hands on that red card.
And it's not good because I don't balance out the other side of that equation.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see. I've got a sweet potato I would like to sell her that can be used as a pet. So Yikes.
All right. Next up, I was just super pissed about the Clippers last night. God damn it.
I was going to say, I saw your tweet about that where you were saying like the Clippers are absolute hot garbage. And I was going to reply to that with, what line did you have the Clippers at?
So I had them first half minus four. They were up 9 with like a minute 30 left and blew it. And they only won by 2. So lost that. So double or nothing on the second half. And obviously they lost by like 25 in the second half. So lost that. But the worst part of it all was I had a 5-game parlay going. All of them were like even money, or like the worst favorite was like minus 125. And I just threw the Clippers at the end. That was the only reason why I made the parlay, because I'm like, the Clippers is just free money. Like, there's no way that LA, it's not going to be the battle of LA. You know, the NBA needs this. You know, what the hell is the Denver even doing in this? And then they get blown out. Minus 375. Yeah, I was very disappointed last night. Thank God the Islanders won. I'll say that.
For sure. Yeah, I had the Islanders on the old flip-flop, but see, that's the kind of emotion that betting on sports elicits, because if you had no money on that game, you just be like, Clippers lost, whatever, Denver's moving on to the finals. Yeah. The Clippers losing, and they are the absolute like worst team of all time, and you've sworn them off forever.
Yes, and Paul George is absolutely dead to me. He like couldn't even hit the like, he barely nicked the side of the backboard, otherwise it would have just went out of bounds on one of these threes. He shot like 4 for 16. It was, and he's making $34 million a year. It's insane. Okay, just had to get that out there. This is a safe space. Next up, the Guillotine League. See, Bets and Quotes both were in the top 3 of 17 in week 1. Let's go. Also, Team Bets and Quotes in the Twin Cities Fantasy Football League that 10,000 Takes is hosting, we're 1-0, baby.
Hell yeah.
So off to a good start there. That'll be fun. I don't know. We got the two old quarterbacks. We got Breeze and Brady. And I think every week, I mean, it's beautiful that they played each other last week and they both played shitty. So like, it didn't really hurt us either way we went, but
they're going to be collecting Social Security by the end of the season. So yeah, but we'll enjoy it while it lasts. That's for sure. And if you haven't done a Guillotine League and you still want to get in, if you've seen people tweeting about how much fun they are, which they really are, you can still do them. They're still going to do Guillotine Leagues until about the middle of the year. So you can still go to guillotineleagues.com and get in on one and use your shockfantasy.com cheat sheet to win it. So yeah, absolutely. Get on board with that. It's a blast. And, our friend Al, we should actually break down the full extent of our rosters, because I know that Al loves to know all the details of everybody's fantasy football team.
Yeah.
But, in the interest of time, I guess we'll forego that. Maybe we'll do a full breakdown for Al next week.
Yeah, I'll have to bring that up to Dad's office after I'm done here. and finally here, just great to hear from Zach this morning. I guess we'll hear more later too, as I think he is able to make his return to the studio on Thursday and Friday here. But man, I didn't know how dicey it really got there. That was that's pretty scary. And glad to hear that he's okay. Obviously the Kickstarter campaign kicked ass, and all the Power Trip Rubes kick ass too. Glad to hear that he is okay and has recovered. And that his family is doing well also.
For sure. And, I know it's serious, and I know we love Zach, and we're all happy that he is on the road to recovery. But damn, I thought hockey was just going to hammer the Rosie button the whole time. But to keep the true Bitmo going, It was a little more serious of a segment, so I guess he can be forgiven for overlooking that. But I was just waiting, like when he was talking about like, yeah, and then I had pneumonia and blood clots. I was just waiting for the hardcore Rosie laugh, and it never came to be. So,
all right, well, that is it for Quotes Notes.
All right, well, it's time for our locks of the week. We were 0-1 last week. It's time to get back to 500. Now, Dave, I need one lock of the week from you. No slew of honorable mentions and blah blah blah. One lock of the week that the listeners can take to the bank.
Fine. Okay, I'm gonna stick with the totals because obviously that worked last week for my two honorable mentions. I am going to go Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions over 47.5. My two honorable mentions are Detroit, Pittsburgh over 41 and Washington, Arizona over 45.5. But yeah, Green Bay and Detroit over 47.5.
So your honorable mention is also Detroit playing Pittsburgh. So Detroit's playing two
Denver. Denver, Pittsburgh over 41, Washington, Arizona over 45.5.
This is why we're only supposed to do one lock of the week so we can keep all these bets straight. All right. My lock of the week is none other than your Dallas Cowboys. Now, one of the things that happens in the NFL is week two is often the complete inverse of week one. Everybody's down on the Cowboys. They lost two key defenders to injuries. It's, you know, things aren't looking good in Big D. Everybody thinks McCarthy's an idiot, which he was in game one, hashtag game theory. But the Falcons are absolute trash. They couldn't do anything against a Seattle team that historically starts slow. Seattle ran down into Atlanta and blew them off the field. I think Dallas comes home. They're going to have 20,000 fans in the stadium, which is going to make a little bit of an impact. You know, you saw what Rodgers was able to do without a crowd to the Vikings. It is going to make a bit of an impact. Hammer Dallas. Give the 4 points. Dallas is going to win this game easily.
Now this is how my brain works. I'm thinking two moves now to really get fucked up. So if everybody knows that there's an overcorrection for week two, don't you think that correct play then is to oppose that and flip-flop the flip-flop?
No. Take Dallas and take him to the bank. So, all right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Hopefully the locks of the week cash for you this week. So, Dave, in the meantime, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.